I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Last time on Aftershock.
I'm looking for some people I told I'd meet on Catalina.
Let's start with your name.
Penelope Brighton. I'm sorry that it took me so long to get to you.
We came to the caves every day looking for you, but after a week, we didn't know where to go.
Sir, we found more bodies, like the ones from yesterday, the ones that looked like they'd been coughing up blood. Whatever it is, seems to be spreading.
Security, this is intake. Do you have that number they sent for the USS Chillingworth reporting line? I may have just admitted the woman. What's her name?
Is this her? Cassandra Wallace?
Morning. Those shoes have seen better days.
Yeah, I asked if there were any available here, but...
Not yet. Soon, we hope, but that seems to be the answer with everything lately. How'd you sleep?
Actually, not great. I'm not used to being around so many people.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to.
Yeah, I think I prefer to be on my own.
You don't want to stay?
I'll come back when the computer center's up. I'm kind of dying for some connectivity.
Oh, it's up now. They got it hooked up overnight. Do you want to swing by there before you leave?
Is that okay?
It's a refugee service. You're a refugee.
Okay. Thank you.
Follow me. It's at the back of the camp against a fence to prevent theft. You'll be one of the first to have at it. And if you find a way to recover your social, you can bring it with you if you decide to register officially down the road.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I have to head down to the Marine encampment, but when you're done, anyone in uniform can point you to the exit. Don't forget to grab some water and MREs on your way out. And be safe, okay, Penny?
You too.
Excuse me, do you know how to do a password reset?
Yeah, you just... Hold on, let me just finish this email. Okay, so you see that, you click it, okay, and now they'll send you a link, and then you can make up a new password.
Oh, thank you. I must be the last person on AOL.
Probably hack-proof.
Really? I didn't know they were that advanced.
No, I just mean I don't think anyone's trying to hack AOL.
Because it's older than the hackers are?
It probably is.
Oh, now see, you're on Google Email. That probably makes you a target, doesn't it, miss? Miss, I'm not sure I can pronounce that. Deondra?
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry. I'm being nosy.
I'd just like to focus, if that's all right.
Of course, dear. It's a very pretty name, though. Can you pronounce it for me before I leave you alone?
Deondra? But that's not my name. That's the address field. I'm Penny.
Well, Penny, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. I'm all set here. You have a nice day.
That's not likely, is it? But I may well survive it, which is something.
Right.
Cassandra Wallace. Please turn around slowly. There's nowhere for you to run to. And we need to have a conversation. You and I.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Where are you taking me?
I have a private tent for us to talk in. Right this way.
And who are you?
Vice Admiral Fortis, United States Navy. I know you're Cassandra Wallace, of course, but what I need to know is who you're with.
Morning, Michaela.
Where are you?
Just outside. I'm trying to figure out what comes next. I think we need to find a way to get online.
You couldn't sleep?
Oh, not much lately. Especially with Julian's story. Holy smokes.
I still can't believe you ran into... Where is he?
He left to go scare up some rations, a little after sunrise. Lay said she was going...
Fishing. And she'll be gone till midday, maybe later.
Every day?
Yeah,
Howie.
You've been alone a lot then.
Yeah.
Sounds hard.
You know you have a specific tone of voice when you're trying to ask something without asking it, right?
Oh God, I have a passive-aggressive voice.
Mm-hmm. Nice to be known, isn't it?
Okay, have you been going out at all? I ask because I overheard...
No, I haven't. I'm contagious, remember? Toxic fucking waste.
And judging from your tone, you'd like nothing more than to discuss it at length with me and probe the depths of your feelings. Miss me?
I mean, yeah. What you did, staying with Wayne?
You're up.
Oh my God, look at all that.
Right? Four officers or reservists or whatever. They all gave me free food and not one of them asked if I was undocumented. Viva Catalina.
You're in a good mood.
I sure as hell am. I'm shacked up with one of the best public artists of our generation, some rad Hawaiian survivalist, and this nice gringa who's lying about her name. Best roommates I've had in years.
No, I...
Oh, look how she's looking at me right now. Cassie Penny Wallace. Like, I didn't grow up with all the folks with fake papers. I don't pry, so... Cassie Penny, can I interest you in one of these fine MREs for breakfast?
I'd be very grateful. Thank you.
De nada.
I'll take one, too. But if you wait, there'll be fish or octopus or clams or something.
But you'd prefer a box of overpackaged government preservatives?
I've literally been living off seafood since...
It's Secret Island look again. No worries, I told you I don't pry. You want me to go outside so you can have a secret talk about your secret island?
We're gonna have to tell him. We're all living in a cave together.
Can you give me a day to think? Please, I've been in panic mode for a long time, and I don't... I just want to do the right thing, okay?
No rush. We've got nothing but time over here. I don't think the mainland is gonna be habitable for a while. Unless the outbreak here gets like it was there, then you might want to...
Wait, what do you mean? What outbreak?
I don't know. Maybe it's the same typhus that's all over Century City. Some reservists at the refugee camp were just talking about something spreading in the tent city down by the marina.
Did they mention symptoms?
You're freaking out right now. We're a long way
Julian,
from...
Julian, did they say anything about symptoms?
I mean, yesterday that guy was talking about coughing up blood, right?
It couldn't be.
I'm gonna go over there and check it out.
But should I come and help?
No. You two stay here. I'm going alone.
So, you've been alone since the quake. And that's what I see on the notes from your intake. But then there are other things in the file that I believe are fictional.
I don't know.
Are you all right, Miss Wallace? You're shaking.
I'm fine.
That's hard to believe, given what you've been through.
No worse than anyone else.
On the contrary, you've escaped a serial killer, a seasoned interrogator, and the worst explosion in modern naval history. Even by recent standards, that's a lot.
I'd like a lawyer present, please.
I imagine Captain Dover explained the basics of martial law to you.
But I'm on U.S. soil now.
You're on the verge of being arrested as an enemy combatant. Any lawyer would tell you to cooperate fully to mitigate the damage.
An enemy combatant?
As far as the evidence suggests, you appear to be the sole survivor of the USS Chillingworth explosion. We know you were on board because your blood was taken by a serviceman in the Chillingworth infirmary.
No, I didn't. I'm not a terrorist.
Then there's another explanation. Help me find it. How did you escape the ship? Who was with you?
You can't tell her I told you, okay?
Of course.
I just think you should know. I mean, at least some of it.
Yeah, like the serial killer part?
Like the fucking serial killer part!
And what about your part? Mommy, I've seen you mad. I've seen you sad and all kind of stuff, but you're hurting. You don't have to tell me, but I see it, okay?
You're hurting too.
Yeah, but finding you? I mean, of all the people I could have found, I would have prayed for you if I was still praying.
Julian.
I would have never said anything in school, but Mommy, we survived, and everything that's happened to us, everything. I mean, wouldn't it be a waste if I didn't tell you how I feel?
But what if I can't feel the same?
Can't?
I think that part of me is broken.
We can heal it.
What if we can't?
Michaela, we're not even 20. Every generation has had wars and chaos and loss, and they heal. They raise families, they find hope again. I found you. You don't have to believe it, but you'll heal. And I get to be right here to do it with you.
I don't know.
Can I please hold you?
No, you can't. Okay?
You escaped a ship full of reservists and liberated a Zodiac on your own. That's impressive work for a public high school history teacher.
I didn't, like, fight my way out. One of the guards set me free and gave me the Zodiac.
You must realize how foolish that sounds.
The truth often sounds implausible. I had a student once who refused to believe the Holocaust when I taught it.
Did this guard give a reason?
He said it was one less thing on his conscience.
I see. Did you get his name?
I did not.
Captain Dover expressed frustration about your tendency to obfuscate and distract in interrogation.
He did?
That said, he's soft on civilians. He doesn't like having injuries to them on his conscience. Miss Wallace, why is this like pulling teeth? Surely we have a common enemy that's bigger than either one of us.
Are you serious? You just threatened to arrest me as a terrorist.
And I'm glad I've gotten your attention. This situation is bigger than either one of us. If you're not willing to help me fight it, then
I can't think straight with something like that hanging over my head. I'm sorry, all I can think right now is don't fuck up.
If you tell the truth, you don't need to worry about that.
The truth is that I'm a peaceful person who lives a peaceful life. I'm boring as shit. I listen to NPR. I volunteer at old folks' homes. But since the quake, I've been threatened, like, more or less every day. Right? Some guy puts a gun to my head or threatens to kill me, or I wake up chained to a table in a fucking interrogation. I'm not messing with you. I'm scared. I have been scared every day since my apartment fell down around my ears.
All right, Miss Wallace. Let me try the carrot instead of the stick. If you're honest and helpful, I can get you out of here to a safe place where no one will threaten you and you can rest up. Start to heal from everything you've been through. How does that sound?
Like heaven.
Then let's work together to defeat our common enemy, shall we?
Can you be more specific? I've been with several people in the last few weeks who'd qualify as an enemy.
I'm not talking about people.
You're talking about the virus? The one your guardsman says isn't here?
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Do you think it's here?
I do.
Tell me why.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, ma'am. Excuse me?
What? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I'll wait until,
Just come over here.
No, I'll wait.
You don't have to treat us like lepers. It's a fucking cold.
There's blood on your chin.
There's what? Kelly?
Shit. Yeah, here, let me...
Listen, I don't want to bother you. I'm just wondering if you've seen my daughter in the last few days. She's 16, she's black, she's tall, beautiful, she's got on jeans and a red tank top.
I haven't seen her. Is she lost?
No, I'll be honest, she's kind of grounded, and I'm not sure if she's been sneaking off behind my back. I just wondered if she'd been down here at all around the marina.
Tent City? Call it what it is. Like fucking Skid Row.
Can you check at the refugee camp?
Yeah, she loves to sail, so I thought she might have come down here to check out the boats. Mm-hmm. Lots of folks staying around here?
More and more in the last week.
No fucking room left at that refugee camp.
What's your daughter's name?
Penny.
We'll keep an eye out.
Hey, I'm gonna get you some Tylenol from the camp. You're burning up.
Wait. I mean, if what you have is contagious.
It's a little late for that. Half a dozen tents down by the water. First guys to set up here, got it too. I think I got it from the swift they were passing around yesterday or something.
Just gotta get you over the hump. I'll grab some Tylenol from the camp. I'll be in and out.
But I just came from the refugee camp. The line at the infirmary tent is hours long.
Who the fuck are you? Why are you telling me what to do?
Hey, back up. Please, just stay away
what?
From...
What? You're scared I'll cough on you?
Me to find you. They said you came down to the marina and... Here. Whoa, are you okay? Cassie, you're shaking.
Yeah, some guy just tried to cough on me.
What? Was he sick?
Oh, yeah. The cough, the blood, the fever. The whole thing.
And he tried to infect you?
He doesn't know what he has, but his friend had it too.
Okay, hey, it's not airborne, so you should be...
Fine, I know, but if it's definitely here...
We're gonna have to get off this island. Again.
Yeah. And you weren't safe going home, and that's my fault. And I don't expect you to forgive me, but I do think you'll be safer with us instead of...
Going off on my own? Yeah, I thought about it. I almost got in my outrigger last night and bailed, but... We need each other right now, and I think I'll be able to get past this thing with you. Eventually.
No rush.
Yeah, well, maybe rush on the leaving part. Look, if the virus is here already, I mean, Cassie, there are tens of thousands of people up at the refugee spot just sharing water bottles and food and...
And that's not the worst of it.
What do you mean?
Well, one of two things has to be true. Either Michaela snuck out and somehow got this whole thing started...
Or someone else is making people sick.
Scott Briggs is the obvious answer.
Who?
The inmate you knew by the alias Wayne Sharp.
Right. I'd almost forgotten that part. Losing track of the lies he told me at this point. Did he get off the boat before it blew up?
Can you call it a ship, please?
Sorry. I thought he was on board when it...
You know better than I would. You were there.
Okay, he 100% was not with me. I was alone in the Zodiac, and I didn't see any other boats or ships. It was night, but there wasn't anything in the water that I could see apart from the big one.
The Chillingworth.
Right, and my Zodiac.
That's interesting. We have no record of him leaving the Chillingworth. Full transparency. Captain Dover was supposed to deliver him to the base at Coronado, but they never arrived.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Trying to find Wayne and Captain Dover?
I was honest with you. I need to find anyone who might have been infected. Is there anyone other than Scott, a.k.a. Wayne, who fits that description?
No. He and I were the only ones left on the island when the Navy showed up.
And apart from Lilehua Masters... No one left the island.
They couldn't. Wayne put holes in all the boats.
Right. I saw that in the report from the landing team that rescued you. Is that why you didn't leave?
Yeah. I mean, if there'd been a way not to be trapped on an island with a serial killer, I'd have been real happy to take it.
So you and he weren't...
Like, in cahoots? No. We'd started off... I mean, I guess you could say friends. You know, he stepped up to help me get to the island in the first place.
I'll bet. The farther he got from prison, the better.
Oh. Yeah, I guess. I didn't think of that. He was using me from the start, huh?
And were you in cahoots with Lelehua?
Lay, no. She left the island when we found out about Wayne.
And left you behind?
I mean, I'm not her... friend, right? I'm not her problem. She did what she had to do.
And you haven't seen her since?
Do you trust her?
I don't know her. We never met. But Lawrence said she was a good mom, a good person. You know, I mean, I don't know if she'd even communicate with me.
Well, she's the right place to start. Michaela needs her mom right now.
Yeah, and Deandra's the best permanent solution for her. You know, when I promised Lawrence to keep her safe, I didn't think...
It would be a lifetime job?
Yeah. Not that I mind, but...
No. That's a different ask. She needs a parent. No offense.
None taken. You're right.
Okay, so I heard they're putting in a computer center soon at the refugee center. Terminals, Wi-Fi, we could see if we could get access.
That would be amazing. Yeah, I'll go tomorrow.
I can go.
If they're looking for you, let's not take that risk.
They wouldn't be looking for me here, though.
I don't think so, but to be safe.
Okay, then. Well, can you log into my account and see if my auntie is emailed? And if not, send her a note from me.
Of course. I'd be happy to... What was that?
Oh, just the rock, see?
Sometimes I think I'm cracking up, Lay.
How's that?
I keep hearing Wayne around every corner. I think I see him. Like, last night I couldn't sleep.
Well, yeah. I mean, that Julian kid was snoring like a freaking banshee.
I've never been a good judge of character, but...
Hey, Wayne may have been a better guy before the quake. Sometimes crisis changes a person.
He was in prison for murder. Several of them.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I had no idea.
So
So is this the wrong time to tell you I have a family buried in my basement? Honeys, we're home.
Hey. Hey, we need to have a real talk about...
Hold up. First, we saved you some ceviche. And it's not going to be fresh a whole lot longer.
I'm sorry, ceviche?
He pulled all these spice packs out of the MREs this morning. It's amazing.
Okay, yeah, pass it over. Oh my God, you're hired.
Julian, I wholeheartedly apologize for giving you detention that time.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Give me that back.
No! Don't take away my tapas!
Hey, no tapas for detention givers.
Hey, guys. So don't freak out, but when you guys were at the marina, I was gonna take Julian for a paddle in the outrigger. On opposite sides of the boat, don't worry.
Right, this is exactly what
it's the same distance apart as she and Leia have been sleeping, it's fine.
Michaela, wait, we need to talk.
Hold on, I'm not done. There's a problem with the boat.
What? What's wrong with my outrigger?
Someone put holes in it.
What?
They look intentional. They're all along the hull.
From bow to stern?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
In a straight line, about a fist's width apart?
Yeah, pretty much exactly.
Well, how did you know that?
That's how Wayne does it, when he wants to make sure someone can't escape.
Aftershock stars, Sarah Wayne Callies as Cassie Wallace, David Harbour as Wayne Sharp, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Mark Dover. Tati Gabrielle as Michaela Ansley, Janelle Parrish as Lilehua Masters, Russell Hornsby as Admiral Fortis, Joshua De Jesus as Julian Sandoval, Mac Brandt as National Guardsman. Additional cast is David Gorrell as Reservist Number 1, Tammy Dahlstrom as Refugee, Nikasi Iwulu as Sick Person Number 1, Jeff Witzke as Sick Person Number 2. Aftershock is created by Patrick Carman, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Ben Haber. Story by Sarah Wayne Callies and Patrick Carman. Written and directed by Sarah Wayne Callies. Story consulting, Tati Gabrielle. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Original score composed by Emily Rice. Aftershock is executive produced by Ben Haber, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Patrick Carman. Executive produced by Salman Al-Rashid, Sam Frohman, and Simmons Fraser. Executive produced by David Harbour and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Executive produced by Paul Anderson and Nick Pinella for Workhouse Media. Executive produced by Noel Brown for iHeartRadio. Associate producer, Tati Gabrielle. iHeartMedia presents Aftershock, a Nomadic Engine production in association with Cardinal Productions and Workhouse Media. Visit us on the web at aftershockpodcast.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.